Patricia Jeffers, Patricia P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Jeffers, J-E-F-F-E-R-S. Date of birth is 3/19/1950. This is for date of service 12/19/2023. Mrs. Jeffers is a 73-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She was diagnosed with hypothyroidism in 2013. She also has a history of prediabetes, Hashimoto's, GERD, asthma, and a hiatal hernia. She also has a history of gallstones. She had a hysterectomy as well. She reports some weight gain, fatigue, dry skin, and occasional palpitations, as well as thinning hair. She reports fatigue, period. She moved from Colorado about 3 years ago. She reports her fatigue has started worsening over the last 4 to 5 years. She walks about 1.25 miles every day. She states that her weight is her biggest issue, and she tries to watch her diet. She usually eats coffee and coffee cake in the morning, and then she walks her dog, and then at lunch she eats Raisin Bran, in the mid-morning she'll eat Raisin Bran or Chex or toast, and then around 2 or 3 p.m. she eats chicken salad or stir fry, and then she doesn't eat until the next day. She snacks on Brazil nuts. She does not eat eggs, bacon, or potatoes. The patient states that she's a Seventh-day Adventist and tries to eat a mostly vegetarian diet. Plan number one, for her hypothyroidism, we will continue supplementing her thyroid, and I would recommend placing her on levothyroxine 88 micrograms daily. She was previously on 75. We are going to optimize her thyroid levels and place her on the 88 micrograms and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to return. The next number. For her history of impaired fasting blood glucose, I will order a 75 gram glucose tolerance test, and I will also prescribe the patient a Dexcom G6 sensor. Next number, for her overweight status, I have recommended for her to maximize her caloric intake to 1,200 to 1,300 calories per day and maintain a low glycemic index diet. Next number, recheck labs in about 6 to 8 weeks. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.